95K GGO to Boyd's Classic Rock. Jeremy Jacobs here. Without further ado, very happy to welcome on the line with me right now the one, the only, the incomparable Steve-O. Steve-O, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to the folks here in Des Moines.
Man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me.
Very happy to welcome you here. You are out on the road right now on the Crash and Burn Tour. You got a couple of stops coming up here in Iowa, hitting Ottumwa on December 12th, hitting Clear Lake on December 19th. What is life like out on this tour for you right now?
Well, it's, it's been pretty intense. I love it. I'm a big RV guy, so tour bus life. I'm well suited for tour bus life, and this show's so damn good that I'm just enjoying performing it.
Yeah, having fun on stage and having fun while you're doing what you're doing is a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes like all the difference in the world to know I'm gonna come bring it for these folks, and I'm super stoked.
Yeah, folks can get a sample of what they expect to see when you come here to Iowa in December. You got a couple of specials available for free streaming right now over at stevo.com. You know, you've got Gnarly and Bucket List up there for folks to check out.
Dude, I love that you know that, man. And both of them, the only requirement for streaming them from my website is that you click I am over 18 years old.
Yes. And no one under the age of 18 should click that, correct? I have to put that out there, that disclaimer.
Correct. It would be wildly illegal for underage people to watch that filth.
We need to protect the children, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure. And I love it, man. Like that's how I do my comedy. It's a multimedia thing. Over the last 15 years, I've developed a career in both stand-up comedy and high-level production of video content. So I've really like put both of those strengths together into one thing by creating a show that is illustrated and punctuated by video. And, I go out of my way to film things that I would never be allowed to film for Jackass.
Are any of these things that you've shot for these, specials that you've done, are these pitches that were shot down while you guys were doing Jackass?
No. Well, let's see. There was one for the Bucket List where I knew that I had it lined up. It was during filming for Jackass Forever. I told Knoxville and Jeff Tremaine that I had a medical professional who was going, he was going to be in disguise and administer this epidural drug into my spinal cavity. It's like a 4-inch needle in your spinal cavity, and they inject a drug to render you paralyzed. And I'm like, this guy's gonna put the, inject into my spinal cavity. He's gonna pull out the needle, and I'm gonna take off running to see how fast and far I can run. And once I ultimately collapsed, then I was helpless on the ground, unable to move, and rice for mean treatment. And I offered that to Jackass, but he said, hey, man, we're not allowed to break the law filming for Jackass. So that one I filmed from my bucket list. And, that's kind of par for the course. If it's illegal, I can't do it for Jackass, but I can absolutely do it taking my own production company.
I love it. I love it. I love to hear that you got there. On the phone with me right now, Steve-O. He's got his new special, his new tour, Crash and Burn Tour. A couple spots coming up here in Iowa, December 12th in Ottumwa, December 19th in Clear Lake. Steve-O, you've also sort of transitioned to becoming an author as well. Got a couple of great books out there.
Well, thank you, man. I would say that it's counterintuitive that I'd become an author, but I'm such an attention whore, and I so deliberately, I really deliberately lived my life in a way that would make it most interesting with a book in mind. I'm really, really grateful and proud of my New York Times best-selling author status.
Is that something, I mean, obviously you probably get this question a lot, but, you know, when you guys were doing Jackass Days, you know, when you're first getting up and going, did you ever think that you'd be sitting here over 30 years later and you've got a New York Times bestseller, you're doing some of the amazing things that you're doing in stand-up and video production and putting these things together? Like, what would you say to your younger self at that point, knowing what you're doing at this point in life?
I mean, I don't even... it's been 25 years of Jackass now, and it's been more than 35 years since I started editing video.
So quite the process to get to where you're at today.
Yeah, I mean, I never expected to live to see 30.
I can believe that.
I mean, that's why the video camera was so important to me as a kid. When I dropped out of college, I thought that I was going to be dead in short order, having failed at life. And I wanted to film enough crazy crap that maybe it would outlive me.
I mean, I'm happy to say that you're still here, but it does feel like you've got quite the... collection out there that will stand the test of time once you and I are long gone.
Yeah, you know, my whole video footage is immortal mentality. I suppose I just can't shake it, man.
Yeah, you can't escape that. Steve, I wanted to talk to you real quick too, you know, get your little talk on, you know, sobriety here, seeing what you've been able to do and as vocal as you are with your journey. I've got almost 3 years alcohol-free under my belt as well. So I hit that rock bottom moment, decided I need to turn life around. You know, what's it been like on the other side of sobriety for you?
Oh, dude, first off, congrats, man.
Oh, thank you.
What an honor, man. Like, I think sobriety, like, there's nothing that I'm more protective of, more grateful for. Like, without sobriety, I'm not here. You know, I owe everything to recovery.
I can say the same thing. I'm very vocal here with the radio station. Luckily, I've got the platform, you know, to share my story. And I, you know, appreciate individuals like you, too, that can be a beacon of inspiration for a lot of us going through that stuff, man.
Well, thanks, dude. It really, like, had to happen, man. I was fortunate to suffer from alcoholism and drug addiction enough that it really could not continue. You know, I had to address it, and you know, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I consider myself the same. You know, you get to that point in life where something's got to change. Difficult for some, more so than others, but I wouldn't be here where I'm at on the other side of things. So thank you for saying what you did, and again, appreciate you sharing your story. And you're going to get the opportunity to hear that story live in person December 12th in Ottumwa, December 19th, Clear Lake, Steve-O out on the Crash and Burn Tour. Steve-O, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us here in Des Moines. They can get all the information over at steveo.com. Anything else you want to leave us with here before I let you go?
Yeah, man. Like, it's been a pleasure. I'm super stoked to come, and I guarantee I'm not coming to waste anybody's time, man. If you're a fan of Jackass, you are going to love my Crash and Burn show.
Absolutely. Love it. Cannot wait to see it myself. Steve-O, thanks for taking time to talk with me today.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks so much.